currently have an acoustic guitar amp? Are you thinking about getting an acoustic guitar amp? Either way, today I'm going to share with you how to get the most out of your amp and dial in great acoustic guitar tone in three simple steps. Hey TAC family, and welcome to Acoustic Tuesday episode 165. The Acoustic Tuesday show is designed to bring fun, focus, and progress to your guitar journey through my weekly Guitar Geek lists, plus success stories from your fellow TAC members. In fact, today you're going to meet fellow Guitar Geek Catherine S., who did one of the most difficult things a guitar geek could do. She hopped back into her guitar routine after the first part of 2020 completely derailed her. You're going to learn about Kathy S. here in just a minute. Plus, I'm going to be reporting on some acoustic guitar headlines from around the industry, including my five favorite acoustic guitar amps. But first, let's go ahead and dig in how to navigate your acoustic guitar amp and dial in amazing tone in three simple steps. In fact, we can outline these three simple steps with three simple words: gain, EQ, and effects. Let's go ahead and dig into each one. The first step in getting your acoustic guitar to sound good through an amp is to set your gain at an optimal level. Rule number one, gain is not volume, and volume is not gain. Let me go ahead and differentiate the two because it's very, very important. Gain controls how much your signal is boosted or amplified. Volume controls how loud the amp is, literally how much sound is coming out of the speaker. Gain needs to be set at an optimal level because you want your acoustic guitar's signal to be boosted as such so that it sounds good but doesn't distort. If you think about an electric guitar amplifier, it's all about gain, right? Because gain is what gives us that beautiful, warm distortion. We don't want that in an acoustic guitar amplifier. We want the gain set so that it boosts the signal, but it doesn't distort it in any way, shape, or form. So to do that, all you have to do is go ahead and strum pretty heftily on the D, G, and B strings, and adjust the gain so that you're peaking only ever so slightly during the loudest moments. That will give you the best setup for the gain. Now, rule number two is once you set the gain at an optimal level, leave it alone and don't touch it again. Let's go ahead and move on to EQ. One more thing about gain before we dig into EQ. Most amps have an indicator light to let you know if your signal is peaking or clipping or distorting in any way, shape, or form. So that being the case, if you're playing, you look down at your amp and you see that light flashing quite a bit, it's usually red, that means you should back off the gain just a little bit because the signal is probably being amplified a little bit too much. Now I say this before talking about EQ because if your gain is not set optimally, nothing else is going to matter down the line. EQ, effects, it's not going to matter. First step is to set your gain appropriately. Now let's dig into EQ. Most amplifiers have a three-band EQ, a low, a mid, and a treble. And you can think of it kind of as a hearing reference that the low E and A strings represent the low band of the EQ, or the bass end. The D and G strings represent the middle band of EQ. And the B and high E strings represent the high band of EQ. So if you picture that while you're starting to fiddle with knobs, it kind of helps you zone in on what you want to accentuate or subtract from your acoustic guitar sound through the amplifier. Now, the way that I like to set up my amp is as soon as I plug it in and after I set the gain, I go ahead and line up the entire EQ bank, low, mid, and high, at 12 o'clock, meaning the indicators are straight up and down. And then I strum a chord on the guitar that I'm familiar with, something that accentuates the sound of my guitar that I like. Now, once I do that, I then think, okay, is my guitar lacking any bass? Maybe it has too much bass. If it's lacking bass, I'll boost the low end of the EQ ever so slightly. You don't want to boost too much. You actually always want to revert to cutting first, but if you have to boost, you can boost. So if it's lacking bass, I'll boost the bass just ever so slightly. If there's too much bass, then I'll go ahead and knock it down a little bit. The same thing for the mid and the same thing for the treble. Now, generally speaking, I find myself knocking down the bass and knocking down the mid and leaving the treble alone or boosting it just a little bit because amps tend to get a little rumbly when it comes to acoustic guitars, especially if they have a body microphone pickup or a contact pickup. Those tend to accentuate the bass a little bit. So that's just a quick rule of thumb that I go with. Now, two rules when setting EQ. Number one, you want to set EQ so that your guitar sounds good. Essentially, you're trying to mimic the sound of your guitar unplugged, but louder and through the acoustic guitar amp. The second rule of EQ is that you can use EQ to minimize feedback. And we'll talk about that just a little bit later, because I know you're thinking right now, yeah, acoustic amps are cool, but mine feeds back like crazy and I don't know how to figure it out. I don't even know where to start. We're gonna go over that. In fact, I'll give you a feedback checklist that will help you out significantly. Now let's move on to one more thing. Before we dig into that feedback checklist, we'll talk about effects on your acoustic guitar amp. Acoustic guitar effects are a brilliant creative tool, and lucky for us, most modern day amps have effects built in. They're on board, they're literally in the amp. Now, most of these are time-based effects, think like reverb, delay, or chorus, because those work fantastically well with acoustic guitar. Now, you might be thinking, whoa, 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 over my head here, I just learned gain, I just learned EQ. Effects, how do I deal with those? Well, really, there's only two parameters. One is the effect and its intensity, and the other is the volume of the effect. So you can select a reverb, and then you can usually dial in its intensity, meaning it'll sound like you're playing in a cavern or in a small room. After you've selected the effect and its intensity, you can then adjust the volume of the effect to dial in how much reverb you're actually hearing, or whatever effect you select. It's really fantastic, as I mentioned before, to use these effects to fuel your creativity. In fact, if you're looking for more of an ethereal type sound, you might want a very intense reverb, and you might want to boost up the volume so that it sounds kind of otherworldly in a way. For something more subtle, you'll select a reverb, maybe make it not so intense, and dial down the volume so you just get a hint of it, a subtle nuance of a bigger space. And that's all coming out of your acoustic guitar amplifier. All this talk about acoustic amps really brings up a different perspective that I want to share with you. But before I do so, I want to ask you, do you have an acoustic amp? If so, what model do you have and why do you like it? Let me know in the comments below. In fact, a little bit later on today's show, I'll be sharing with you my five favorite acoustic guitar amps, and they really represent all ends of the price spectrum. We're talking $349 clear up to, I think, $1399. I can't remember, but we'll get there here in a moment. But that perspective that I wanted to share with you on acoustic guitar amps and why you would buy one in the first place is, I think, pretty monumental to your progress as a guitar player. Maybe you want to get an acoustic guitar amp because your guitar simply has a pickup and you're just wondering how it sounds when it's plugged in. Maybe you want to play an open mic. Maybe you want to simply sing and play your guitar at the same time and do so through a microphone. Whatever the reason that you want to get an acoustic guitar amp, acoustic guitar amps actually fuel your progress in a major, major way, and one that you might not have thought of. In fact, when you play through an acoustic guitar amp, it's almost like looking at your playing under a microscope. Yes, it could feel a little scary at first, and maybe you hear things that you don't necessarily want to hear, but it highlights the things that you're doing well, and it also highlights the things that you might need work on. Maybe you're hearing some muted strings when you plug in your guitar through an amplifier that you didn't hear before. Well, that just gives you something to work on and something to clean up. Maybe you're getting some unnecessary finger noise and now you can hear it because your guitar is amplified. Maybe your chord transitions, you thought they were really smooth, but after you plugged in, you realized, ooh, maybe they're a little bit more rough than I wanted to. These aren't negative things. These are actually really good things that the amp helps us realize, and more importantly, that the amp helps us work on. So not only is it cool to plug your acoustic guitar in, play loud, and experiment with effects, it also will really bolster your progress. Now I want you to meet Kathy S. Kathy S. is a Tony's Acoustic Challenge member, a fellow guitar geek, and a true inspiration on so many levels. Now, Kathy may seem familiar because if you watch the Acoustic Tuesday show, she's been featured before. In fact, just to catch you up, here's her first Acoustic Life story.
Well, it's kind of hard to pinpoint because it seems like I've always kind of wanted to play guitar. Even when I was a little kid, we have pictures of me holding guitars at different ages. I was really into Heart and Nancy Wilson and just thought that Nancy Wilson was amazing. I kind of wanted to be her. So I ended up buying a Flying V, but I never really went too far with it. There were little fits and starts throughout. So it was a good 30 years that I was just kind of maybe playing a little bit here and there. But when I was 47, my husband gave me a gift certificate for guitar lessons. And it was funny because on the envelope he wrote, "Catherine, can you still rock?" And seeing the envelope, like I always go back to that silly envelope. But I'm getting verklempt just talking about it. But yeah, when it said, "Catherine, can you still rock?" And I looked at it and I just thought, yes, you know, maybe I can. And so that was kind of what was lacking, I think, for a long time, was just like, I'm too busy, I can't. Or, you know, other reasons why I just didn't have the confidence, I can't. Or I didn't really know anybody who was encouraging it. Well, I started playing with a group of people, guitar geeks in the area. Initially, it was something where, like, I knew I would want to, but there was probably a little part of me that was thinking, oh my gosh, am I up for this? Or will I be good enough? And I loved it from day one. We just clicked. I mean, I felt like these people are into music like I am, and it was so much fun. And even after we finished what we had kind of planned to work on, we just hung out and just jammed and sang together. I was on a high, like when I left and was driving home, just kind of with a feeling like, wow, I can do this. It's something I guess I never imagined that I would be doing or could do or would have the opportunity to do. And so it finally feels like, here we go with the Waterworks. But like that gal who wanted to be a musician for so many years is, such as it is, I mean, like, she's doing it now. I'm Catherine Stevens, and this is my acoustic life story.
After seeing that, you might be thinking, wow, Kathy has figured it out. She's clearly got a solid guitar routine, she's having fun, she's focused, and she's experiencing progress. Well, life ebbs and flows, and the best of guitar routines can be tested with all the curveballs life has a tendency of throwing our way. Kathy actually just posted in the Tony's Acoustic Challenge forum saying, "Hey everybody, I've been gone for most of the beginning part of 2020, and I need to get back in my guitar routine. In fact, to do so, I'm posting a pretty bold goal for December." Here's exactly what she said. "Hi folks, it's been months since I've logged in to do a TAC Daily Challenge. 2020 really kicked me in the butt, as it has for so many. I've picked up the guitar once in a while, but for the most part, I haven't played since about May. It breaks my heart because music has been my lifeline, my solace, and sometimes the one thing that keeps my blood pressure down and sanity intact. I've set a goal for myself and am pleased to announce that I've accomplished the first step. I pledged to myself that I would log in and do a daily challenge every single day of December, come what may. I know this is the only way that I'll get back to some semblance of my former skills. I'm also nursing a shoulder injury and some nerve pain, so whoop-de-woo, here we go. I finished the multi-tool challenge today and was able to get through it at medium speed without mistakes 2 times in a row. Not necessarily the smoothest picking you've ever heard, but I did it, feeling optimistic that I can do this again. Just wanted to put this out there so maybe some of you nice tackies can help me keep on track with some tough love. Looking forward to reporting back on more successes as the month goes on." I so appreciate Kathy sharing this with the TAC family, and more importantly, I want to wish her a major congratulations on taking a huge step. And one that is difficult, because a lot of times when we're feeling the benefits of a guitar routine, it's really easy to take it for granted. And then it goes away and we think, man, can I do this again? I mean, I was doing so well and I had all these skills, but gosh, to jump back in and try and get back on track, that seems like a monumental task. And Kathy's doing it. She's doing it. She actually publicly announced and is holding herself accountable in front of the TAC family saying, "Hey guys, This is what I'm planning on doing because my guitar routine is that important to me. So I just want to, again, just huge thanks to Kathy. And really, I want to say that you serve as an inspiration, Kathy, because I think a lot of times the myth is that, oh, once you have a guitar routine dialed in, you never have to think about it again. But the reality is that every 90 days, you should be evaluating your guitar routine and tweaking it and flexing it to serve you and your needs, depending on them being guitar needs or just general life circumstances. So kudos to you, Kathy, and thank you so much for sharing your chapter 2 of your story. It's so cool to see you diving back in again and doing something that will really serve you and your guitar journey and, well, your sanity, as you said before. Now it's time to meet another fellow guitar geek. This is David Conway from Webster, Texas, and he wanted to share his guitarsenal with you. Here is what David has in his guitarsenal. Starting on the electric wall, left to right, a Fender Squire Black Stratocaster, a Duesenberg Carl Carlton, a Gibson SG Standard 61 reissue, a baritone ukulele, a Fender Walnut Stratocaster, a Gibson Custom Shop 57 reissue Les Paul, a Line 6 Variax 300, a Guild Starfire 5 in emerald green, a Rickenbacker 330 in midnight blue, a BC Rich Mockingbird, a fantastic guitar and one that I personally love in a big bad way, and it has a lot to do with Rick Derringer. Okay, sorry, moving on. Next, a Line 6 Variax Bass 700, and then on to the acoustics. Going left to right, we have an Ibanez Artwood AC300E, a Gibson J55, and a pair of Epiphone FT145s. I want to thank David so much for sharing his guitarsenal, and if you want to be like David, you can submit your guitarsenal as well and be featured on a future episode of the Acoustic Tuesday show. Step 1, visit acoustictuesday.store and pick out your favorite guitarsenal shirt. Get it shipped directly to your door. Step 2, when that shirt arrives, put it on and take a picture amongst all of your guitars, just like David did. And then step 3, please visit acousticlife.tv and submit your picture. Click the submit link in the top menu and then you can upload your picture and tell us about your guitars just like David did. Before I let you go for the day, I do have a couple pieces of news that I want to share with you. Actually, today it's less news and more of a list of my favorite acoustic guitar amps. I figured now that you're equipped with the knowledge to use them effectively and dial an awesome tone, I wanted to share with you 5 of my favorites. Now, these are going to range in price from $349 to $1349, so a pretty vast array of price selections here, but I think you'll find at least something that you can ponder for purchase and something that might fit exactly what you need. Coming in first is an amp that comes in at a sweet price point and it sounds really, really good. The Fishman Loudbox Mini. This amp is simple to use, it sounds great, it has Bluetooth connectivity so you can play with backing tracks, and it's truly one of my favorite quote-unquote budget-priced amps. Again, it comes in at $349, and let's take a listen to it here real quick. Next up on my list is another amp coming in at $349. It's the Blackstar Sonnet 60, and this amp comes highly recommended by acclaimed fingerstyle guitarist John Gomm. Let's go ahead and listen to him put this amp through the paces. I have to jump price points for this next amp. It's the AER Compact 60 coming in at $1199. This amp is on this list because it is my personal favorite. It's light, it's easy to use, and I can always get amazing tone. Doesn't matter what guitar I'm plugging into it, and it could have an undersaddle pickup, a contact pickup, a body mic pickup, it doesn't matter. This amp is easy to manipulate and it is super, super consistent. Let's give it a listen.
Time always teaches, seasons renew, mountains and beaches, I walk with you, our road is a story.
This next amp coming up is the highest price amp on my entire list. It comes in at $1,349, but don't worry, the final amp that I'm gonna feature actually sits right in the middle of the entire price range. It's kind of like the Three Bears, the one that got it just right. That's the final amp I'm gonna feature. We'll get there in a moment, but first, let's take a look at the Mesa Boogie Rosette amp. Again, it comes in at $1,349, and this amp is meant for the tone tweakers. It actually has 5-band EQ. It has a low mid, high mid, and treble. I believe that's the layout of the controls, but nonetheless, this amp is built for tone tweakers. If you love messing around with EQ, if you love dialing in precisely the tone you want, this is the amp for you. If a lot of buttons and knobs kind of freak you out, this is not the amp for you. I just want to make that clear. Let's go ahead and give it a listen. The final amp on my list is the Fender Acoustic SFX, coming in at $599. A beautiful looking amp and an extremely functional amp as well. It's kind of a no-frills amp with some great effects on it, and it sounds pretty darn good. Let's give it a listen. Just a quick review of my 5 favorite acoustic amps. You've got the Fishman Loudbox Mini, the Blackstar Sonnet 60, the AER Compact 60, the Mesa Rosette, and then lastly, the Fender Acoustic SFX. I've got one more acoustic guitar occurrence for you. Actually, doesn't involve an acoustic guitar at all. It involves a piano and a man who's 94. You know, oftentimes I talk about the healing power of music, and I think it's undeniable. But so often I fall into the trap of feeling the healing power of music on the short term. I'm having a rough day, I turn to my guitar, it makes me feel better. And that's a good thing, don't get me wrong. But sometimes I personally lose sight of the long-term effects that music has. And those are pretty powerful. I'd like you to meet this 94-year-old musician who happens to play piano. He's a blind man who suffered a stroke, and captured on the video you're about to see is the first time he played piano after his stroke. Now, what I understand is correct, he's a lifelong musician, and I just want you to notice the joy that overcomes him when he hits this little run on the piano. And just think to yourself, wow, that's the cumulative effect of playing music for all those years. Check this out. And I think on that positive note, it's a great spot to wrap up the Acoustic Tuesday show. I am so happy that you decided to share your time with me today. Thank you so much for that, and thank you for being a guitar geek. Remember, your progress on the guitar, however you define it, is only as good as your guitar routine. Before I let you go, let's take a quick sneak peek into next week and see what I'll be chatting about on the Acoustic Tuesday show just 1 week from today. Next week, we'll be talking about the 10 most important tools you need for your guitar, whether you're changing strings, setting up your guitar, or simply want to maintain your guitar's health. We're going to go over 10 tools that you absolutely need to have, and I think you'll find that they're not that expensive either. Yes, that's happening next week on Acoustic Tuesday. Remember, you can catch the Acoustic Tuesday show every single Tuesday at 10 a.m. here on YouTube. Again, thank you for joining me today. Thank you for being a guitar geek. And until next Tuesday, well, have a great acoustic guitar infused week. I'll see you next Tuesday on the Acoustic Tuesday show. Cheers. Guitar Geeks Unite.